Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine. This is Marcia Reichert. How are you all tonight? I would love to hear from you guys tonight. I'm going to start off the show by singing this time. So just relax and go ahead and listen. I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me. In these last few days, I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, and that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, you know it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I ever had. I've moved and I've kept on moving, proved the points that needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I've tried and I've kept on trying, shattered dreams, yes, there's no denying. I've traveled afar, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, you know it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I ever had. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir. The flames that couldn't get any higher, they've withered now, they've gone. Now I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flown, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, you know it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I ever had. Caledonia's been everything I ever had. All right, gang. Everybody feeling better? So, I see my friend Bird is on the chat room. I'm wondering if that's the one I know from Montana. And I bet it is. She is a really good friend of mine, and I was thinking about her while I was singing part of that song. So, and thinking about our fabulous Danielle as she exits the building. Thanks, Danielle. So, that song was called Caledonia. And Caledonia is kind of where this stuff came from. It is the region in Scotland. that is north and west. And along that west coast is where all this healing, I believe, came from in a past life that I had. So it when I vision myself doing this, I have hair down to my waist and it's all in dreadlocks and it's all gray. And I'm dancing around the person that I'm working on, and we're out in the open and not in a house, not in this, in any structure whatsoever, but we are out in the open on the mountains of Scotland. So that's where you can picture yourself, or you can picture yourself at the beach, wherever you need to put yourself so that you feel great when I'm doing this. So we have a call-in line. Our call-in number is 406-545-4496, option one. Or you can join me in the chat room at ntradio.net/chat and talk to me. So, Bird, do you have any questions for us tonight? Just wondering if you're still on or if you took off. I think it's interesting, all the things that have been happening. I know a lot of us were affected by weird kind of energies last week, and I know I had a hard time doing my show. It was interesting. I know that we always have a women's group meet at my office on Wednesday nights. And last Wednesday, I was there for part of the meeting, and then they did some energy work on each other after that. And I got interesting feedback after I left. You know, part of the thing about energy work is that we can all perform energy work. All we really have to do is think about that energy moving around. You probably should know a little bit about how it moves around the body, but as long as your intentions are good, you really can't hurt anybody. But what you do want to do is split back off from that person so that you don't leave energy in them. You don't want your energy staying in there and affecting them, because some people kind of have an interesting allergy to other people's energy, which I never probably would have believed in about 10 years ago, but it's very interesting. I'm trying to answer somebody at the same time. I'm not very good at multitasking, apparently. So it's very interesting to me how that all works. I have had it happen where I saw blue energy points, kind of like shards of energy coming out from people's head. And I needed to remove those shards because they were from leftover from other energy workers and making these people sick. So it's kind of a constant drain on you if you have those energy shards attached to you. And what happens is, in past lives, a lot of us who are healers life after life needed to kind of leave an energy signature in the people that we were working on, or we felt like we needed to. So what happened was we would leave some kind of a mark or some kind of little signature, just like signing a painting of who we healed. So that person would kind of become dependent on us. Now, I have the theory that we should never do that in this lifetime. We probably never should have done it before, but we don't have to do it in this lifetime, and we shouldn't do it in this lifetime. We should always be left feeling like we are whole and complete and can go about our business all by ourselves when we are done seeing energy workers. So that's just a little hint. If you feel like you're really dependent on your energy worker or your psychic, you need to either talk to them about it or maybe split off for a little while and go see somebody else and find out what's going on. Because we really, really shouldn't be dependent on energy workers or psychics, mediums, any of that to get by in life. We can use them as people to give us advice at times, but not as a constant thing in our lives. And I don't recommend that. I'm a massage therapist too, or I used to be. And I never, all these other massage therapists would tell me, well, you need to get these people coming back week after week. No, not really. I never wanted to do that. I always wanted to help the person just as much as I could so they didn't have to come back week after week. Now that I have a radio show, I want you back week after week just so that we can talk. So it's a little bit different with this, though. But I only get a short period of time to help you. But if you would like help tonight or are curious about what I do, curious about how these things work, if you have a psychic question I can answer, the number here is 406-545-4496, option 1. Or join the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So, let's see. What else happened last week? I know a few people were sick last week with weird illnesses. One of the things that is happening is our energy is changing a lot lately, ever since 2012, when the world was supposed to be coming to an end, but really it was an end of how we know the world. So the energy is changing and shifting, and most of us are becoming more open to our psychic powers, but a lot of us don't know what's going on with that. So we get these weird feelings, and we all of a sudden get anxious, where we don't have really anything to be anxious about, or we suddenly feel angry and don't know why. You know, you could be walking down the street and hit somebody else's anger and pick up on it now. Not all of us used to be able to do that, but it's interesting that now that the energy is shifting, we are all susceptible to that. And now, a lot of us deny it. A lot of us go about our business and pretend like nothing's happening to us. But you'll notice that a lot more people are going to the doctor for really strange things that the doctors can't really pinpoint or really diagnose. So we have a question on the chat room. Curiosity says, Marcia, do you have any pearls of wisdom for me regarding my upcoming employment transition? Well, sweetie, I think you are going to bloom in this new job that you're going to get. It feels like, I know you're opening up, and you're opening up to all kinds of new things. You are doing some healing of your own. And you're doing healing on other people. And with that, everything in your energy is expanding. And it feels like you're going to be moving into a place where you're going to be able to be more open about everything that you do. So your psychic abilities, you don't really have to, I know where you live, I think. So you don't really have to call them psychic abilities. You can, you know, just say, hey, I have kind of a gift from God, and I would like to do this for you. And I think that's what you already do anyway. Besides, you give away a lot of free things. But since you're here and we have you on the chat, I would love to do a song for you. I'm just thinking of which one I should do. So lean back, sweetie, and relax. And everybody else can listen. Everybody gets healing after all, or out of all these songs that I do. So go ahead and listen and see what comes up for you. And if you have a comment, if anybody has a comment, give us a call at 406-545-4496, option 1, or join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And let us know what comment, what, you know, how that song affected you. Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, get out of the race. Lay down your head on a soft river bed. Sonny always remembers The words his mama said, "Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny works on the farm, though he's barely a man. Not much to do, but he does what he can. Sits by his window in his room by the stairs and watches the waves drifting soft on the pier. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Many years have gone by, Sonny's old and alone. His daddy, the sailor, never came home. Sometimes he wonders what his life might have been. Still from the grave, mama's voice haunts his dreams. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny, don't go away. Okay, so I also want you to know that you need to be exactly yourself, because you yourself rock. I have met you. We are great friends, and you will absolutely rock this job. You just need to be yourself. So that's the only real words of wisdom I have for you. I see we've got another person who's joined the chat room, somebody named Fairy Girl Wanda, which is so perfect. I'm Fairy. So good to see you on here. And thank you. Thanks for, she says, beautiful, give me chills. I hope so. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to actually touch your soul and raise your vibration. She asks if my singing heals me at the same time it does us. And yes, this is how I meditate. This is how I balance myself. So it's absolutely perfect for me to do for everybody else, because it helps me all the time. It brings up stuff in my past lives that I see for myself. And actually, a lot of times when I'm healing other people's past lives, because we are all so connected, it's healing me at the same time. So really, any of the work that I do is healing for me. She also asks, how do we know if it's our ego or your guide speaking to us? Okay, so when our ego is talking, it's generally not so great. Our guides are always uplifting, and our guides are always positive. When we hear that chatter back in our brain that says, oh, no, this is not for real, you really can't do this, that is your ego talking. When it's a little more quiet and saying, you know what, you can do this. Or let's see, if it's talking about a past life. Now, I get my information a little bit differently than a lot of other people do. Mine is clairsentient for the most part. I'm also an empath. So my guides will, or I will just automatically feel what you're feeling for the most part. So if you're feeling a little anxious about something, I will get an anxious feeling. And sometimes you hide it in strange places. Like I had a friend of mine that I worked on and his was all in his feet. I'm looking at Sean. No, it wasn't you. and he thought it was real interesting that he was hiding anxiety in his feet. But I can tell you right now that it was from a past life. And he got his feet cut off. So that gives you a little bit of anxiety. And let's see. So if your guides are trying to tell you about a past life, a lot of people will see like movie clips, and sometimes I see those too, about a little bit about a past life or a little bit about something in history. So you know that the dress is different. You may or may not look like you, but you will know that it's you. You will recognize the people that are around because of the way they feel to you. Not necessarily the way they look. I can give you an example of that too. When I went to Ireland and Scotland, I knew I was looking for somebody who was taller than me, had dark curly hair, and I needed to help him heal his stomach. And boy, and he had green eyes. I ran into a lot of people that had dark curly hair and green eyes all over Ireland and Scotland. And some of them were absolutely fabulous musicians. I knew that this guy was probably a musician. So I just kept looking and kept looking and kept asking people, you know, do you have anything wrong with your stomach? I'm sure I came across as a real weirdo sometimes in the middle of a bar asking the musicians if they had something wrong with their stomach. But whatever. What had happened was I did find this man. He looks almost exactly like me. I call him my fairy twin. We're about the same height. We both have about the same color hair. It's kind of blondish. And we both have green eyes. But what they were showing me was him in a past life where we had been together at a castle. And I looked different too. I was taller. I was thinner. And I have really dark curly hair. So... But he did send me to that place, and I got to hook up with that lifetime and heal some stuff from that lifetime. And also realize how big of a connection I had with him. So it was very interesting. We have someone named Nick on the chat room that says, do you hear others' thoughts? No, Nick, I really don't hear others' thoughts. I can tell what you're thinking sometimes if I'm watching you, or I can tell by how I feel maybe a little bit about what you're thinking, but no, I can't read other people's thoughts. I don't know. I can't think of any psychic that I know of that can. I know that people claim to, I think, sometimes be able to read other people's thoughts, but no. I don't think anybody can really do that. So what we do get is guidance for you from either the guides. Some people talk to angels. Like I said, some people get feelings in their bodies. It's very interesting how all this works. And because everybody's different, everybody is going to get different information in different ways. So... let's see. If you have a psychic question or if you need some healing tonight, give us a call at 406-545-4496, option 1, or join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And let us know what you're thinking about, or let us know how this affected you. curiosity when I sang for her. She said, thanks, I love you too. So it's really, really rewarding to do this kind of work. I worked on a woman today, and I had another girl working in the office at the same time. She watched her go in, and she saw, you know, she had talked to her even before she went in for about 10 minutes. And then after we went in and we did the healing, I did a past life healing on her and did some reading for her about two different past lives and did a lot of different kind of healing work. A lot of what I did today was just releasing a lot of energy from all kinds of abuse that she had had. And when she walked back out of the room, the other gal that was working there, my friend Abby, said that she didn't recognize her. She didn't realize that it was the same person at all that walked into the room. So that's how much you can change from getting this kind of healing sometimes. And you're only getting a little taste of it on here. When I do it in my office, or I can do it long distance too, I usually spend at least an hour doing different kinds of readings. Sometimes I'm doing past life readings. Sometimes I'm just singing for you. Sometimes I'm singing long enough to get the past life reading download from your guides and my guides. Sometimes I am just there to touch your soul so that you can do the healing yourself. And really, that's how this all happens. I can't really heal anything for you. What I do is get your vibration up a little bit so that you can heal yourself and you can let the energy of love back into your world. And that's really what we're blocking a lot of times. So, I think that there is someone out there that I should sing for. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm getting a calling that I should sing this song. So whoever it is, just relax. Everybody relax and just listen in. Let me know what happens if you'd like. Come over the hills, my handsome Irish lad. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow that I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose near yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Deep is the water that runs from the Boyne, but my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods we did stray. The moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever. Red is the rose near yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Deep is the water that runs from the the plain. But my love is fairer than any. 'Twas not for the parting that my sister pains. 'Twas not for the grief of my mother. 'Tis all for the loss of my handsome Irish lad, that my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose near yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Deep is the water that runs from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any. Okay, whoever you are, I hope that feels better. We have a friend of mine reminding me to tell you how to get a hold of me for normal treatments. Good idea. I am available at www.channelingdivine.com. You can read about my healing stories on the blog there. It's channelingdivine.com/blog. And let's see. My phone number at the office is 406-252-4832. My personal phone number, which you may all call, also call, is 406-281-0135. And I'm available anytime between 8 o'clock in the morning Mountain Time to 8 o'clock at night Mountain Time, unless I'm doing this radio show. Okay, I guess it's time for us to take a break, so we will be right back. Thank you.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hello, welcome back to Channeling Divine. I see we've got a question on the chat room. Girly asks, how did you find the songs you're doing? Most of them I found on YouTube. A few years ago, I kind of didn't realize that there was any genre that was Celtic music, but thanks to a friend of mine named Patrick, who used to play at Pug Mahone's, and a few other friends that play at Pug Mahone's Friday nights, for those who are interested, they introduced me to a whole new genre of music, which my voice fit perfectly. So I was really impressed with that, and very thankful that I could actually find it. I always hated my voice in, like, it just sounds stupid for me to sing rock and roll, in my opinion, because it just doesn't fit. And I can sing blues a little bit, but it's not my favorite genre. So once I discovered Celtic music, it's just fantastic. A lot of the songs that I sing are traditional songs. Some of them are newer, but I have a few favorite Irish singers out there. Dolores Keane is one. Keane is K-E-A-N-E. And let's see, Niamh Parsons, and Niamh is spelled N-I-A-M-H. Believe it or not, it is Gaelic. And Niamh and I have talked back and forth and chatted on emails, and she is going to help me when I put together my album. So there'll be a traditional album, or a traditional Celtic music album, out at some point when we get that all recorded, and Niamh Parsons will be given credit for helping me with all the accents and making sure that I have all the pronunciations correct. Every once in a while I sing a song in Gaelic, and sometimes I use songs that aren't Celtic at all, because I feel pulled to sing a song that just might touch your heart. You know, if you had something going on in the 70s and The Rose is what you like, then, and that's what's going to touch your heart, then every once in a while I'm pulled to sing something like The Rose, or Could I Have This Dance? Most of the time I don't sing any of that because I like the Celtic music so much. So if you have questions or comments, join us at, or call us at 406-545-4496, option 1, or join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So let's see, what else should we talk about? How about soulmates? Soulmates is an interesting subject to me lately, because I believe that we have lots of different soulmates that we could end up with in a lifetime. So I believe that they're kind of numbered. So your top soulmate would start at 1, and then they go down the list from there, ending at, you know, however many people are on the planet, I suppose, if you wanted to go through all those. I put an interesting post on Facebook, I thought, because I met a soulmate, and I thought, oh God, I finally met him. Yay. But he's married. So make sure you put that out there for the universe that they are all together available. So I see a few people have joined the chat room. I hope you guys ask your questions or give us your comments. There, You can also, you can find us at Soul Sync Body Work in Billings, Montana. We are right downtown, kind of across the street from Barjon's Books. If you're in Billings, and we also do all kinds of healing over the phone or on Skype. So you can get us at 406-252-4832. Or my personal phone number is 406-281-0135. And I do lots of healing work, lots of past life work, some soul trauma healing, some healing of your soul from this life too. All kinds of emotional trauma work. And I believe that emotional trauma always has a part in physical trauma. I know that people will tell me that, you know, there are environmental factors that are causing physical problems. That's absolutely true. But I believe that if you don't have any emotion knocking you off balance, then those environmental things can't get in and hurt you. So, oh, other subjects for today. How about more? More past life stuff or maybe more current life stuff? When you have something affecting your heart, like you have just broken up with what you thought was the love of your life, and maybe it was the love of your life, you may or may not know how to handle that. In fact, most of us, I would say, don't know how to handle that, including me. I will go and talk to other friends of mine that are healers and make sure that I get all kinds of different healing done. I have an acupuncturist that I go to see whose name is Lundy Dawkins. She's right here in town. If you're interested, call me and I'll get you her number because right now I don't have it in front of me. She has Live Well Natural Health in Laurel and she's also in Billings, Montana. She's a fabulous healer. And I go to her for a lot of my work. And that's actually how I've learned a lot about which meridians I should work on for what kind of problems. So emotional problems will affect what's going on in the rest of your body. So say you broke up with this girl. Your heart is broken. But you don't necessarily feel it in your heart. You feel a pain in your hip instead. I can tell you why you feel that pain in your hip. It's because you have a chakra that's attached to interpersonal relationships that has to do with your hip. It's right down there. It's called the sacral chakra. It goes over the top of your sacrum. And that is going to affect how you feel about your interpersonal relationships. So once you have that emotion, you store that trauma right back there in your hip, and suddenly your SI joint is feeling funny, and it keeps locking up. And when you stand up from sitting for a long time, you feel like an old man. You can't stand up all the way. It takes you about 4 or 5 steps to make sure that you get all the way up in the position that you should be in order to walk, even though you're only 30 years old. So, even though it was your heart, it's your hips that are affected. So would you really think about that all the time? Probably not. You'd just go see your doctor or your chiropractor to make sure that your hip was in. And so you get that hip put in by your chiropractor, or you go to the doctor and he puts down pain pills because that's what they do. And did that really take care of the problem? No. What happens is you still got that emotional trauma sitting there, so your hip goes right back to where it was because those muscles and that fascia that surrounds those muscles are holding on to all that trauma. So, over the course of your life, if you never get over this, if you never go and see somebody that can actually help you with that trauma and that problem, you get a chronic thing. You get chronic SI joint pain. So where it usually sits is in a little little muscle called piriformis. It goes from the top of your hip bone to your sacrum. that little muscle can go over the top of, underneath, or there's a nerve that runs through it. That nerve will affect your entire leg. So you get pain all the way down your leg and into your toe, on all the way down the outside of your leg. So do you really think that's because you broke up with a boyfriend when you're 15? Probably not, but it is. It could be. Or it could be the fact that, oh, that somebody betrayed you. Maybe somebody cheated on you. And either you knew or you didn't know. And, but you know that something's going on. So you just kind of shove that emotion down and try to pretend like nothing's happening. So guess where that goes? It goes in your SI joint and your piriformis muscle. And your piriformis muscle pulls on everything so it sticks everything together. And you have all those problems. So how do you get rid of that? You call somebody that does energy work. It doesn't necessarily have to be me, but somebody that can get rid of emotional trauma for you so that you can understand what's going on and you can release that trauma. You can do this by yourself. Everybody can, but you just got to know what to do. So if you wanted to do it by yourself, you would just think about pulling all of that energy out through that chakra. So chakras are energy channels that look like, oh, kind of like a hurricane or like a tornado running out from your body. So they're spiraling out from your body and you know where your sacrum's at. So you take that energy and you just pull it through so that you picture good energy coming through and you can heal yourself like that. Most people don't believe that they can do that, though, so they need to go see somebody else. You can also go see your chiropractor, and hopefully your chiropractor would work in conjunction with somebody like me so that the whole trauma can be healed and not just part of it. So curiosity says, tell us how you know what to sing for a healing or a particular person. Again, I don't get a picture in my head of what to sing, or I don't necessarily, sometimes I hear a song. Actually, I'll hear a little piece of a song, but then I have to sit and figure out which song that is. So if I know that I need to sing for one or for someone, what I do is feel them and feel how they feel. And then most of the time I will pick the song according to what I would like. A lot of times though, I don't even know the person. I don't have any idea what's wrong with them. I just know automatically, which is called clairsentient, I'd know automatically what to sing for them, just like I knew that I needed to sing a song for whoever that was out there that was hopefully listening. If they weren't listening, they still get a bit of the healing, though. You don't have to hear me. You don't even have to believe in this. All you really have to do is be there. And your energy gets moved around because I'm thinking about you and because that's how energy works. Energy doesn't care where it's at, doesn't care what's manipulating it. It just moves. And it's moving automatically. So what we need to do is just give it a push in the right direction. So that's really my job. Sometimes I do that with my voice. Sometimes I do it with my hands. Sometimes I do it moving my body too. When I really get into my healing work and I'm not sitting in a chair recording all of this, I am dancing around the person that I'm working on. And I'm moving all those chakras that I talk about all the time. So if I'm feeling pain that I know is not mine in my shoulder, what I will do is start moving my shoulder until I can get all the energy moving in that shoulder. And then pull with my other arm, pull the energy off of my fingers. And that's kind of how I get your energy moving. And I'm at the same time, I'm moving energy in you with my voice and with the rest of my body. What works the best, though, is a combination of everything because I kind of bombard you with things. when I get a feeling of what song I should sing for somebody, I kind of get a feeling of what's going on with them a little bit. And so I know what I need to work on. I know what I need to balance. Like, for instance, when I sang the song that I don't even know who it was, that was working on a heart chakra. Whoever this was had a really, really broken heart. And I was working on their heart chakra so that they could heal, and kind of raising that vibration in that chakra to put those pieces of that soul back together. That's what I do for souls that aren't in bodies anymore too. That's one of the things that I've been doing recently also is, sometimes we have trauma happen and we don't really realize as souls that we died. So we kind of hang around on Earth. We call them earthbound spirits. So earthbound spirits sometimes attach to other people. And it's not a real scary thing. You don't even really know sometimes that you're affected, but you'll notice maybe that your tastes change. Or, you know, sometimes a female will attach to a male. So all of a sudden, they don't like to do the same things that they used to do. For instance, sex. It's not even on their mind anymore. And that really causes a problem in a married couple, because if a man is sexual and then all of a sudden shuts it off, it's really an indication for most women that he's having an affair, which isn't really the case. Sometimes this happens where a spirit will walk into a body. Now, okay, I just said walk in. That wasn't really correct. Walk-ins are a little bit different. That usually happens when there's trauma to both people. So one soul leaves and another soul walks in, and the new soul takes over the body. A little bit different than an earthbound spirit attaching to somebody. But once you get one spirit attached to you, you can get multiple spirits attached to you. So sometimes I have released several spirits at the same time from different people. I know one night there's a story about it on my blog. My friend Bird had brought in her two sisters, and I started working on one sister, and I asked her, I knew she didn't believe maybe as much as most or as some of us do in psychic abilities and stuff, but she was pretty open. And I said, well, okay, how open are you? And she said, well, I'm pretty open. And I said, well, if I tell you something, are you going to freak out? And she said, no, probably not. And I said, well, I think you have an earthbound spirit attached to you. And she said, oh. And when I started singing to release these spirits, what happens is your soul, or these souls, recognize me from the other side, because that's my job on the other side too, in the spirit world. I raise souls' vibrations with my voice. I sing in the spirit world too. So your soul recognizes, or these souls recognize me, and hopefully I can envelop them in enough love so that they just want to release by themselves. I cannot force a spirit to go, ever. I can tell them that they need to leave, but that whether they go or not is totally up to you as the host, if you're hosting an earthbound spirit, and up to them. So you need to be able to let them go, because it's kind of a symbiotic thing. You need to be able to let them go, and they need to be able to move on. So what I do is wrap them up in love, get their vibration up so that they can understand what it's going to feel like when they go to the other side, and hopefully they will just go. That's what happened most of the time when I've done this type of healing. I kind of forgot that I could do that for a while because I read a book on it that said that you have to do these all kinds of structured things that just bogged me down so much. And I had this fabulous woman named Wanda give me a palm reading one day in Barjans. And she said, you know, the guides are tapping you on the shoulder saying that there's a modality that you've touched on, but you really didn't delve into because you got just bogged down in all kinds of dogma. And I said, well, yeah, there is earthbound spirits. And she said, yeah, that sounds right. So I started doing that and got my friend Bird's sister all fixed up. So you can read all about that on www.channelingdivine.com/blog. And you can figure out how to get a hold of me on there, or my phone number at the office at Soul Sync Bodywork is 406-252-4832. My personal phone number is 406-281-0135. Call me for an appointment if you'd like to get in and do one of these soul healings. Okay, Fairy Girl Wanda asks, do you feel everybody in Billings has changed for the better? Do you feel the energy in Billings has changed for the better? That's interesting. Yes, I do feel like it's changed for the better. And the more people we get doing this type of work, the better. There are energy vortexes around Billings, a lot of them, and a lot of ley lines that go in or through or around Billings, especially up by the rims. So it's, yes, the energy in Billings has become much, much better in the past, I would say, 8 years. So it's very interesting. And I love it. I think it's great. And if you think about the river that runs by here too, the longest untamed river, in North America, it's very good that we have that going by here because that can clear a lot of the energy too. So anyway, get a hold of me if you'd like one of these treatments at channelingdivine.com, 406-252-4832 is my office phone number at Soul Sync Bodywork. And my own phone number is 406-281-0135. I would love to envelop you in sound and Celtic music. So thank you very much and have a good night.